Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The losing streak has been snuffed out. The Reds were on the radio last night, and after 9 disappointing outings prior, it took the Tampa Bay Rays, an American League team, their field down in St. Petersburg, Tropicana Field. Maybe that's the new happy hunting ground for the Reds as the streak is over at 9. Scott Schebler hit his 19th home run of the season. That ties Joey Votto for the most. On the Reds, Scooter Gennett, remember him? He homered for the second consecutive game. And Votto had 3 more hits. He's been on fire the last, 6 weeks or so. The Reds had a 3-0 lead. They threw it all away. A 2-run home run given up by Michael Lorenzen tied everything up. But the Reds didn't do Red stuff. They found a way to get out of it. Lorenzen gave up that 2-run home run in the bottom of the 7th. Scott Feldman pitched great. He gave up a solo shot in the 6th as the Reds had a 3-1 lead. The bullpen, one bad pitch, but Lorenzen, he got 6 outs after he gave up that 2-run home run, and he was rewarded by the Reds lineup. The bad news for Cincinnati is going to be All-Star shortstop Zach Cozart was put on the 10-day disabled list. He's had a quad problem. His replacement from AAA Louisville, Jesse Winker, well, he contributed in his first day on the job. 2-run single with the bases loaded in the 8th. That made it 6-3. The Reds added 1 more in the 9th to make it 7-3. Raisel Iglesias didn't get the save but pitched a scoreless 9th. The Reds were 10 games under .500. It was their longest losing streak since May of 2016. The Reds and Tampa continue their series tonight. We'll have it for you right here on WGCL. Marty Brenneman's pregame begins at 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Edgewood football has a brand new coach, but it's not a new fellow.
No.
Brian Rosenberg, he's been there. He's been hanging out with football. An assistant for nearly 15 years. He started in 2002. He was defensive coordinator under Jerry Bland, who resigned in March. He's been the offensive coordinator before. Heck, he runs the girls' track program. So, Brian Rosenberg, congratulations on being promoted to the next Edgewood Mustangs head coach. Mick Hammett made that decision after taking his time to look throughout all the possible candidates, and it makes sense to stay in the house. Number one, he knows the culture around Edgewood, being around the football program that long. Number two, he's a PE teacher as well, so he can always help recruit, bring numbers. He's had the numbers in the girls' track program increase over time, and that's where Edgewood's kind of been slipping. Get those numbers up. That's how you are competitive. Remember, this Edgewood team was just 9-3 in 2014. That's not tremendously a long time ago. Mick Hammett said he was the best candidate. Rosenberg has coached the freshman team and the junior varsity teams. He's also been a teacher at the school since 2005. He's run the offense, he's run the defense, and has an excellent point of view on what it takes to make the red and black a winner again in the Western Indiana Conference. And he will remain as a teacher and the girls' track coach as well as we move forward in the 2017-2018 season. Don't forget the Reds return to the radio tonight. Their one-game winning streak looks to double as they take on the Rays in Tampa. Amir Garrett gets the ball for the Kings of the Ohio. Marty Brenneman's pregame begins at 7 p.m. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.